about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you guys all for tuning in. This is an interesting email I want to read. Louise writes, Dr. Dahlia, I was just fired from my doctor's office of 10 years. Our last visit went uneventfully, except for he being very busy and murmuring, I don't have time to deal with all your complaints. Please pick one. How do I find out how I was fired, and will this disrupt my chances with a new doctor? It's difficult to find one as it is. I apologize. There were some typos on it, but that's totally fine. You still type better than I type. Okay, so I have a lot of typos. All right, getting fired from your doctor. Every now and then we have to discuss this because some of you will get fired from a doctor. You'll ask if I know anybody in your area, and unfortunately I don't know of doctor, I meet doctors all the time, but I don't know if they're good. You know, I don't know how thorough they are. I don't know. I can't really make recommendations, you know, unless I really know who they are and I practice with them or trained with them, etc. But, you know, there's a couple very interesting points, okay? Number one is this murmuring that you say he did where he doesn't have time to deal with all your complaints, pick one. Okay, now, again, the reason why you guys listen is because I give you the doctor's point of view, okay, but I also give you kind of the real nitty-gritty, okay? So, as a doctor, okay, when I first started my practice, I wanted to deal with every single issue. I felt really odd sending you home when you didn't get every issue explained. Now, of course, in my first year of practice, you would be in the room with me for probably 45 minutes to an hour. Well, I learned very quickly that you can't keep your doors open if you do that, and you need to start seeing people a little quicker. And I was never taught in medical school to cut people off. They just don't do it. When you're the medical student and then you're the resident, you're supposed to sit there and get all the history, do the whole physical. I mean, I was doing basically a physical every time a person came in, you know, because I didn't want to miss anything, and I wanted to be very, very careful. Unfortunately, you can't do it. If you don't see X amount of patients, you can't keep your doors open because the insurance company doesn't pay you more for spending 45 minutes versus an hour versus 10 minutes, okay? And you have to keep your doors open because you're no good to that patient if you're closed. Well, once I started to feel the pressure of needing to keep the volume up to a certain degree, which I hate, by the way, but I need to be honest with you. That's how it ended up being. As medicine started to change, a doctor, like, you know, there's one insurance company that pays the doctor $2.42. You can't keep your doors open on that. Even with 10 patients bringing in $2.42, the insurance is not keeping you alive and well. You need the numbers. And but again, I have to be honest with you and give you guys the backdoor story, the behind the scenes. So then a patient would come in, and this happened very early on, where they would have 10 things on the list. And those 10 things could have each warranted an hour-long workup. And I realized I needed to figure out how to shave this down. Now, I still, 13 years ago when I opened up my practice, okay, I was still very cordial. I was very honest. And still to this day, I'll tell people, look, need to apologize. We're double booked. We're triple booked. It's flu season. Okay, I know you have a lot of issues here. Can we just get to the most important right now and the most imperative? Because I want to make sure you're not walking out of here with a heart attack, etc. Okay? The only thing is how do I decide which is less important? What if they have on there chest pain, rectal bleed, and depression? Well, those are all important. Okay? I mean, that's, you know, that is. That's, I can't choose. I mean, I'm not going to let you walk out with a rectal bleed. I'm not going to let you walk out depressed. And so sometimes doctors will be frustrated that they can't move along their schedule as quickly as they need to. And lately, doctors have been really losing their bedside manner, as you've noticed. Okay? And even me. Okay, I am much less sweet than I used to be. And that happens because of years of being underpaid and overworked and underappreciated and people getting mad that they're not getting their Lord's tab, or people disliking that you didn't give them a Z-pack because they thought they had a bacterial infection and they've been only sneezing for 2 hours, etc. You start to get a little hardened. And I don't want to be a hardened doctor. I still try to be nice, and I still try to be as nice as possible to everybody. But I know I'm not as giggly and bubbly as I used to be. And I can admit that. In all fairness, I have to. So if, but, you know, I don't think a doctor should still be practicing. I think he needs a vacation. Okay? If you're telling your patients you don't have time for all this, you don't have time for all this, okay? I think that person needs a break. Because the doctor that already mentally goes, look, I just can't deal with all this right now, they're going to miss something, okay? Anybody that walks in, even if it's a little sniffle, I have found that even somebody with a sniffle could later turn out to be a base of the tongue carcinoma. No patient is an easy patient. So what I recommend to doctors and medical students when I lecture to them is you make sure you have your checklist. Make sure you have your algorithm and you know, so that if you are in a hurry, you got everybody tucked in. And be honest with your patient why you're behind. If I have something to do because of my kid, I'm going to tell my patient that. I don't want to lie to them. And then they see me driving down the road racing to my kid's school. All right, I don't want them to think I'm golfing. I don't golf. So I'm very honest about what's going on. Now, sometimes patients will use that against you. They'll say, oh, Dahlia was so preoccupied with her kids' play that she wouldn't spend time with me. And then I get mad because I gave them the honesty and I told them, look, I know you got tons of things, plus you want your skin tags removed today. I can't do that. You know, I had a patient that came in. We close at 5. She came in after 5. Was wrapped up, leaving, but she begged me to look at her because she thought she had a horrible yeast infection or some sort of infection or gonorrhea, chlamydia, and she wanted a culture. So I kept an extra staff person. We stayed open. I told my husband he had to pick up the kids. We did her infection, etc. Dealt with that. I gave her medicine. Well, she, 2 weeks or 3 weeks later, I don't know what it was, complains to the ER or complains to her insurance company that I never saw her, and I charged her insurance company for not seeing her. Yet I'm like, but you see the vaginal cultures I ran. You know, when people turn on you, it makes you bitter. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia and 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials, and Genesis Communication Network for making this show happen. I am just so excited. We're going to have our iHeart launch this week. I apologize if it didn't happen yet today. We're going to make it happen. Ronald called in over the break saying he got discharged from his plan because of Obamacare, if I could expand on that, or discharged from his doctor. This discharge being fired from the doctor, it's not something I had expected to talk about today, but it looks like this is kind of a recurring problem that has now been exacerbated with the whole new healthcare environment that we have. Really quickly, just to finish that one story, and I'm not sure what the relevance of that story was, but probably why doctors are kind of getting fed up. I told you our clinic was closed. Somebody had begged us to keep the door open so we could see her. So I kept the staff member. She put down her purse and jacket. We ended up seeing her. She had a vaginal infection. I treated her for it. We did some cultures. All right. And I told her, you know, I mean, she knew we were closing. You know, we had to turn back on the lights, et cetera. We took care of her. I gave her a medication. And I guess, and I don't even think she even paid a copay. I don't even think she had to pay a copay. I think we just billed insurance like we usually do. Well, and then unless, of course, they have a copay they have to pay. So a few weeks later, I get a call from the insurance company, say, from the fraud department of the insurance company, saying there's a patient here that claims that you never saw her, yet you billed her insurance for a claim. And I'm like, well, that's odd. We did vaginal cultures, and, you know, the insurance company says, sorry, she claims you never saw her. And we need to do an investigation. I go, well, that's great. Well, before you spend a lot of money doing the investigation, did you process a claim by the lab on vaginal cultures by the same said patient? Oh, well, then where do you think those vaginal cultures came from? Well, they came from Dr. Dahlia Wax's office. Exactly. You know what? Never mind. We're going to close the case. Now, why would a patient do that? They didn't get a bill. They did it now. Okay, I do understand that some people have memory loss. Maybe she got an EOB. She didn't recognize the name of the place. Who knows? Okay? I mean, and I still didn't discharge her or anything because, I mean, I think there are people, but I called her in to do a memory evaluation. I'm like, something is wrong with this person. How do you forget a vaginal exam? I don't think she was roofied. I mean, she literally had a problem, and she was cognizant to know she had a problem. But, I mean, how much more can we doctors put up with, okay? I mean, this is bullcrap, and we opened up the office for her after we were leaving. We were talking, going to the parking lot. So when this BS happens, then, you know, it just kind of wears on you. So, you know, going back to the patient who was fired from her off from the office, and she thinks it's because she had a long note of I guess medical problems, etc. I can't discern or try to figure out why the doctor would have discharged you, but you know, maybe doctors right now are taking the final bit of control that they can. And maybe they're cherry-picking patients. Maybe they're cherry-picking the easier, low-maintenance patients. I have some real high-maintenance patients. I do. Okay? And if anything is beyond my scope, I'll refer them out. But if they're high-maintenance, I don't refer them out. They're still a patient. It's not their fault they're high-maintenance. Okay? They're high-maintenance. They need a lot of medications. They need a lot of TLC. They need hugs. They need hand-holding, but what I will do is manipulate my schedule so I don't feel rushed with them. Or I'll tell them, I'll go, look, okay, you're not usually quick, okay? You got a lot to deal with, so I'm going to need to see you first of the day, or I'll see you end of the day. I'll have somebody that goes, oh, by the way, I want both my toenails removed. I want, you know, both, and I'm like, well, then you're going to have to come at the end of the day. Okay, you can't come in the middle of a busy morning or busy afternoon. You're going to have to come in at the end of the day. And so what I will do is I will work with them to put them in the schedule where it doesn't screw up the whole day. Because, again, for every one patient you spend too much time with, you're ticking off five more. And you can tick off the whole rest of your clinic. But if a doctor is discharging you because you come in with a list, I want to apologize because I told you guys to make the list. Okay, doctors can't stand it when you go, oh, don't leave, doctor, I'm not done. By the way, I have chest pain. You write the list, show them the list, and let them pick the most urgent ones they want to address. But it's tough. You don't have the hour with the doctor like you do anymore. Now, where will you get that hour? It sounds like you're going to get it with the VIP concierge doctors. Those VIP doctors, concierge doctors, where they only see maybe 10 a day, that's when you could sit down and get all that done. And that may later need to be where you go. If you don't want the in and out, because of all the issues, you know, healthcare is not now brought onto the whole medical environment, you know, and you're like, you know, look, I'm tired of the doctor just, you know, splitting everything up into 3-4 visits, then you may need to get concierge. I mean, there's doctors here that, you know, they take cash. It's like, what, $1,000 or $1,500 or $2,000 a year. I don't know what they charge now. And then you get to see them, and they have a very, very small practice, and you get to spend a lot of one-on-one time. You're going to be paying for that. But it's not going to come now with it. If you do have a doctor that spends time with you, thank God, and you hold on to them. So how not to lose your doctor? And then we'll go on to the Obamacare thing. Number one, do not lose your doctor by being a jerk. When you are a jerk, that doctor doesn't. Look, doctors are going out of business anyway. your $2.42 or whatever the insurance company is paying that doctor does not buy you a get-out-of-jail pass. You are going to be discharged if you are rude to the staff, if you use foul language to the staff, if you're rude to the doctor. They don't need it. When I had that patient screaming at the top of her lungs that her insurance won't cover her medicine anymore, and she's screaming at me because her diabetes isn't in control, and I had brought up maybe she needs to be on insulin, I told her to get out, and she's discharged. I don't have time for that. I don't need to put myself or my patients at risk. Yeah, get out. Okay? We handled some emergency medicines for her. We worked on transferring her. And we don't need it. So your weight as customer is always right. Your weight as a customer is now less important. And that's a very, very scary position to be in. I'm not saying this is good. I think that's very scary. Okay? You know, the customer being always right is a very, very good position to be in. But as a patient, that's not the case. The less insurance is paying or all these big high deductibles with Obamacare, the less you are worth it to that practice to put the extra time and the extra maintenance. It shouldn't be like that, but that's just simple economics. Just like a patient coming, or just like a customer coming in to buy, some chewing gum is not going to get the same attention by the salesperson as somebody who wants to buy a $500 barbecue. Okay? This is nothing new. Doctors should treat everybody with respect, should treat everybody the same no matter what's happening with insurance. But if you're getting discharged and you don't know why, because, you may want to look back and look at your behavior. Another thing is pay your bills. If you're not paying your bills, doctors used to, I remember when I was in medical school, I was taught, and this is back in the 90s, to have $2,000 a month in your budget for doing freebie work. And if you budget that you are going to be giving $24,000 a year in freebie care, you're not going to freak out every time the insurance doesn't pay you. Well, wow. I mean, in my first year of practice, I was giving a hell of a lot more than $2,000 in free care. When insurance wasn't paying and Medicaid wasn't paying and people were Medicaid pending, but they never got the Medicaid, and so you didn't bill them and you couldn't bill them, etc. And so, doctors are now in a position where they can't lose $24,000 a year gross. They can't. So if you don't pay, you're out. And that's going to be another reason. And, I'm seeing the patient reviews of these doctors. I read what my friends get written up. I read what's out there, and these people are mad. You can't make appointments and skip them. You can't, use your insurance deductible and not pay. You're going to get discharged. Now, with Obamacare, if you're getting discharged because of an Obamacare plan, it probably isn't you per se. It may be that doctor just isn't taking anybody from that plan anymore. But realize a lot of doctors do not like these $12,000 deductibles or these $7,000 deductibles you're being quoted. If the insurance does not pay you because the patient owes and that patient doesn't pay, the doctor can't use his staff, he can't use his supplies for free. Medical supplies are expensive. So then what you need to do is, as you're looking up a plan, sit down with your doctor and say, look, I don't want to be discharged. I love you. You're a great doctor. What plan are you going to keep or allow me to be on? And it's a scary time for you guys. I'm really, really sorry you're going through all that. It shouldn't be happening. All right, so when we get back, we got a lot of medical news. Apparently, they say pollution from China is coming across the Pacific and coming to the U.S. We're also going to talk about sleep hormone and lowering your prostate cancer risk. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join FreezeDryGuy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we have a Dr. Dahlia iPhone app and an Android app for free. Please download those. To do, you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime. In breaking news, there was a shooting reported at Purdue University. I guess a suspect is in custody after a reported shooting there. I guess people on campus are supposed to go to shelter in place. They have been tweeted and texted and emailed. Apparently, the shooting happened near an electrical engineering building. Okay, the university is located in West Lafayette, Indiana. No other details right now. From what we understand, there was a reported shooting that the police received that happened at about 12:20 Eastern time. All right, the university has about 30,000 undergraduate students at this time. CNN does not have any report on if somebody was hurt hopefully no casualties. You know, Forbes had a very, we'll keep you posted on that. Forbes had a very, very interesting article or blog on what to do for health insurance when you lose your job. And we've had a couple patients lose their job over the last week or two. I mean, as if, you know, 2014 was supposed to be a real energized, exciting year. I know I was excited and doing the dance New Year's Eve, thinking 2014 is going to be a really good year. Unfortunately, we've had some people not do well in the job market. Of course, after seasonal hiring, if people didn't make the money that they expected to, like we heard Best Buy didn't seem to bring in the money that they were expecting this Christmas season, you're going to then unfortunately see January the result of how people did during their Christmas season. So in this one particular article, it was kind of nice. I believe it was done by Deborah Jacobs. All right. And she had given you guys some ideas on what to do if you lose your insurance. Now, I guess this was a guest post by Donna Ballman, who is a Florida employment attorney and also author of a book, Stand Up for Yourself Without Getting Fired, Resolve Workplace Crises Before You Quit, Get Axed or Sue the Bastards. Boy, that's a long title. Okay. Anyway, let me just quickly go through this because I think some of these could actually help you. Okay. When you get fired now, the way our system is set up is you lose your health insurance. And so it's a double whammy, which I think is ridiculous, which is one problem I've had with Obamacare this whole time. Okay. All right. The problem is not getting insurance, although now it is, but it used to not be the problem getting insurance. The problem was keeping your insurance. So if you got fired, you lost your insurance. Okay, well, that is one hell of a double whammy, which means insurance should be completely separate from the employer. This way, you don't have anybody that could just double nail you. Anyway, all right, she says, I see many employers cut off insurance the same day they lay the employee off, but that might not be legal. If the company took money out of your paycheck for insurance for the whole month, but cut you off before the end of the month, they may have broken the law. She writes to contact the human resources or payroll department and point out that you paid for the month. Now, a lot of you, this is a good point, a lot of you don't know if you paid prepaid for the month or postpaid. Okay, that's important to know. All right, because if you do have coverage for the remaining 10 days or so of the month, that's important to know. Okay? If you pay backwards, you know, like you pay February's to cover January's, you're going to be out of luck. But that's important. Of course, there's COBRA, the Consolidated Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act, known as COBRA. You are entitled to continue your health insurance plan through your employer, but you pay your own way. Even if your insurance was cut off when you were fired, the employer must notify the plan administrator within 30 days that you were terminated, and then the administrator has another 14 days to send you the notice on how to elect COBRA coverage. Now, this really helps the insurance companies more than you. So if the insurance companies lose a client, they have the chance to contact you and then charge you an arm and a leg. Now, remember about 13 years ago, COBRA was $900 a month? I wonder what COBRA is now. That was ridiculous. I'm like, $900 a month. How is COBRA? COBRA was so much more expensive than you going and getting your own individual plan. Well, that definitely changed over the time. Okay, then, of course, she does offer. Oh, here we go. You apparently pay 100% of the premium. COBRA coverage should give you coverage for 18 months after you get fired. Okay? But if you unfortunately have this gap period, which many of you have run into, your employer notifies the insurance company that you're fired. The insurance company may have you off that automatic or the computer system saying you're covered. So you go to the doctor and the doctor says, no, you don't have coverage. I can't tell you how many times this happens to patients. So patients think they have coverage and they don't. They get a full bill. They don't sign up for COBRA until after. So there could be that period of time, which is kind of scary because you're thinking, okay, I better use it up before you lose it. But if the employer cans you and cancels the insurance, you could be screwed. So you really need to be able to know your benefits. And I strongly urge you before you walk into the doctor's office to call and make sure you know your benefits. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Valley Show. We're discussing this Forbes article on what to do if you get fired with insurance. All right. So we talked about COBRA at 100% premium, supposed to give you 18 months of coverage. Now, but there could be a gap. You want to make sure you're not caught in that gap between the employer firing you and you picking up COBRA. Next, you got the Obamacare and the insurance exchanges. These insurance exchanges are supposed to be less expensive than COBRA. They used to not. Now COBRA is probably through the roof. Unfortunately, many of you guys are seeing the deductibles, like the $12,600 deductible, which is absolutely ridiculous. I hear you. So I don't think, I mean, with the Obamacare website, just pray that something falls your way that's dealable. And then Medicaid, depending on the state, okay, you may qualify for Medicaid. For example, in Vermont, a couple earning less than $30,000 a year could qualify for Medicaid. In Florida, it's $20,000 a year. So it depends on where you are in what state, where your where the threshold is. But, you know, you may be covered. The only thing I can't answer is, does Medicaid look at the income you just made? So if you're, you know, if they look at your past, you know, work, would you qualify if you had an $80,000 a year job and you just got canned? You may not be able to go on Medicaid. Remember, there's CHIP. CHIP is the Children's Health Insurance Program. This provides coverage for children and even in some states, pregnant women. If your income is too high for Medicaid and you can't afford private insurance, sometimes you could get CHIP. And CHIP will give you well child visits and dental visits for free. Okay? And I guess there may be a premium or copayment sometimes, but check that out. And then, of course, you know, your spouse. Look at your spouse's insurance. That's another possibility. And then sometimes try to call the private insurances directly, even if they aren't on the Obamacare website. Call the private insurances directly. And then, you know, what a lot of people are doing, which I may have to do, and my family may have to do, is just go bare, where you just don't buy the insurance. If you can't afford the $900 a month and the $5,000 deductible, then going bare is an option. It's not a good one, okay? The advice I have been giving you guys now for years while we predicted this mess with Obamacare is maybe find some sort of a plan that is bare bones, catastrophic, okay? Maybe you could, for a few hundred dollars a month, get a catastrophic plan with a large deductible, like a $10,000 deductible. Oh, I wish. Many of you are being quoted $500 a month for a $12,000 deductible. So those days are gone, people. Those days are gone. All right, let's go on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So they say pollution from China has been traveling in large quantities across the Pacific Ocean, and the U.S. is now finding some of these the environmental pollutants that they think are coming from cheap China manufactured goods. They say on some days, acid rain inducing sulfate from burning of fossil fuels in China could account for as much as a quarter of sulfate pollution in the western United States. They say cities like Los Angeles receive at least an extra day of smog a year from nitrogen oxide and carbon monoxide that they feel are from China's export dependent factories. I don't know. We need some big net. I don't know how to stop that. That's some scary stuff. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Ryan wrote me earlier this morning when I was talking about doctors and getting discharged, etc., and medicine lists, and the patient had come in with a medicine list, and he says that his wife is 56 years old and takes 10 medicines. He goes through the list of the 10 medicines, but he says this is ridiculous. Doctors make the patients high maintenance, and then they discharge them when they're too difficult to work with. Now, and he goes on, and he's got a very, very good point in this. I don't want to read the whole email. It's kind of lengthy. But I want to talk about that. You know, some of you guys are on 10 medicines, and that sounds like a lot, and it is a lot. It is. Okay? And I get people coming in all the time saying, Dahlia, look at what the other doctor put me on. Fix me. Get me off all these medicines. So you take a look. Okay? Well, diabetes. All right? One or two of them could be for diabetes. One or two of them could be for cholesterol and triglycerides. So that's already four medicines. Some of you are on four different blood pressure medicines. That's eight. Okay? Then one of you could be on allopurinol for gout. Another one of you could be on, pain medication, maybe Celebrex, maybe hydrocodone. One of you could also be on an antidepressant, right? One of you may be on Propecia or a medication for overactive bladder or a medication for your prostate. You see how easy it is to be up to 12 medicines? So I can't cut the prostate medicine. I can't cut the bladder medication. If you're on hormones, because your gynecologist put you on that, I can't cut those. If you're on four medicines for blood pressure, I'd probably take a stab at that. You know, if I could come up with a combo pill or figure out which medicine isn't really doing much, I may address that. It's frustrating because, you know, these days we treat everything. Some of you guys are on Nexium and antacid. Some of you are on a medication for your bone density. So if that's the case, my job is to make sure you don't have two medicines interfering with each other. I can't stand it when I get somebody who takes regular Motrin, but then they're also on an antacid. That makes no sense to me, because if you're on an antacid, all right, that means something's bothering your stomach and you're taking daily Motrin. Same thing. Some of you guys are taking a water pill like hydrochlorothiazide, but you have gout. Well, the water pill for your blood pressure, hydrochlorothiazide, could actually increase your risk of gout. So now you're taking anti-inflammatories and more gout medicine when it could be the water pill. Okay? Oh, and plus throw on top of that thyroid. Well, I can't take you off your thyroid medication if you're underactive with thyroid. So we got to keep you on that. Okay? And then your diabetes medicine. You know, if you could get away with just two medicines for your diabetes, you're doing damn well. So you see where we're kind of stuck. Okay, with the exception of the blood pressure medicine, okay, there's really not a lot I could cut on because you're taking medicine for different things. Now, mind you, like my husband doing this Metafast diet, etc., he dropped his cholesterol, dropped a lot of weight, blood pressure is good because you lose weight. So, I mean, if I was going to get you off your medications, it would be to recommend to get you to lose weight. I had a diabetic patient on probably six medications total. Blood pressure, diabetes, and cholesterol. He is off all of them because he got the lap band surgery. All right? So he had some weight loss surgery. Now, I'm not saying everybody has to go and get weight loss surgery, but we doctors aren't doing this to you. Don't think that we doctors have nothing better to do than to try to find ways to put you on medicine. We do not benefit from you being on these medications. We have been accused of benefiting from it, but we don't. You know, when the pharmaceutical companies, there was a very, very small amount of time until the rules started to impinge on that, when the pharmaceutical companies could bring goodies. And the goodies that the pharmaceutical companies would bring were pens. Sometimes you could get a clipboard. When I was in training doing a 36-hour shift, having a clipboard that had a timer on it was very, very helpful. So that was really, really nice. And it was a clipboard for Diprovan. And Diprovan was something that was being used to sedate you, like propofol, to sedate you during surgery or when you had to intubate. And it was, to me, it was more like a thank you. You know, you're taking care of these patients, you're working long hours, here's a clipboard. Then there'd be dinners where you would learn about the new drugs. And the dinners were really nice because you would go and you would get a real nice dinner, you know, but in a classroom setting. So whether you go to a conference and get breakfast or you go to a dinner and get dinner, the dinner was nice. I got to hand you that. The dinner was nice. All right. But you would sit there and learn about the drug. And so for those of us doctors who are really, really busy and we do as much reading as we can, being able to sit there in a 2-hour lecture is pretty good. But how do you get people to come to a lecture? You got to feed them. So they feed us. But I never got money. I never was taken on a trip. Okay? So I'm kind of confused at how people think my writing a medication. Now, would I write that medication that I went to the dinner on? It depended if I liked it. Okay? I mean, I went to a couple dinners on Vioxx, and I didn't like Vioxx. I think Merck is a phenomenal company. I love Zetia. Zetia is a medication they came out with to help lower triglycerides that doesn't affect the liver. I love Zetia. I had given Vioxx a shot after I learned about it, but my patient's blood pressure was rising. So I just really didn't dig that one. And I didn't write it. So, I mean, I'm a doctor for crying out loud. I got a medical license. I have to carry malpractice insurance. And I have to take care of my patients ethically. If I don't like a drug, I don't really give a damn if I got a free pen. Okay? It's not going to hurt our prescribing. And I don't understand why the medical industry got hit so hard with that when any other industry takes people out to dinner and takes people on trips. Okay, I mean, there's so many industries out there where they get to go on these business trips. I don't get to do that. You know, I only got a stinking pen. So, so it's not really in the doctor's best interest. If somebody could say, well, wait a second, you start a person on a medicine, then they have to come back and see you. I never noticed that as a benefit because I was always packed with patients and busy. All right, I don't have to try to drum a business I never have. Practicing in Las Vegas, Nevada, it was always busy. There was never enough doctors here. So I was always slammed. So to me, a high-maintenance medication would actually deter than incentivize because, you know, if you're always busy and you don't have time to get them in right away, you want everybody on low-maintenance medicine. So, no, that's not the case. I mean, you really don't see a lot of doctors going, my doors are completely empty. I need people coming in and seeing me, you know, because I gave them medication where we have to check the blood, etc. So that's not the case. There's really no incentive. You know, there's really not a lot of incentive at all in medicine, which is why many people don't become doctors. So they don't become doctors anymore. So, they don't want to go into medicine. So just kind of get that out of your head. But, if you have a spouse that's on 10 medicines, you need to look at what's treated. Okay? Now, keep in mind, if you have a relative who's in their 60s or 70s, and they've had high cholesterol, diabetes, gout, etc., low thyroid, you know, those medicines are keeping them alive. What about your heart failure patients? What about people with blood clots, etc.? Okay, you may also throw Lasix on there and, you know, potassium and Coumadin, blood thinners, and amiodarone and ACE inhibitors, etc. So, you know, my diabetics and my heart medication patients are probably the ones on the most medicine. And it's a lot. And I do think those medications keep you alive. Otherwise, I want to write them. And I know it's frustrated for a lot of you. I really do. I get that. I'm frustrated too. Okay? It's a lot of medicine that people are on. But then again, if my father took the medicine that his doctor told him to and I told him to, he might be alive. I would rather my father be alive right now than not alive, but being able to have a medical chart that has less medicine. You see? All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, Here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.